Ever get caught in like a sudden downpour and wish your umbrella could do a little more than just keep you dry? Like, what if it could actually sense how you're feeling?
Yeah.
That's the idea behind the effective umbrella.
Right.
Which is tech that aims to turn a simple umbrella into a tool for understanding our emotions.
It's a fascinating example of how researchers are finding ways to integrate technology into everyday objects to reveal those hidden connections between our physical selves and our emotions.
So you're probably wondering how this works, right?
Right.
I mean, we're not talking about umbrellas predicting the weather based on your mood.
Right.
Although that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
This is about sensors,
but
not just any sensors.
Right. Previous umbrella tech has focused on things like converting raindrops into energy or even using the umbrella's surface as a screen. This research team from Keio University in Japan went in a totally different direction.
Oh, interesting.
They wanted to see if they could capture reliable data about your emotional state from something you wouldn't expect, the umbrella handle.
Interesting. So they actually built a prototype?
They did, yeah.
Wow.
It's a regular umbrella with sensors embedded in the handle.
Okay.
These sensors measure something called electrodermal activity, or EDA for short.
Yeah.
EDA is basically a fancy way of saying they're tracking tiny electrical changes in your skin, which can be a surprisingly accurate indicator of your emotional state.
You've probably experienced this yourself. Think about a time you were nervous. Maybe before a big presentation.
Right.
Your hands might have gotten a bit clammy.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
That's EDA in action.
That's it.
The sensors also track your heart rate in real time, similar to a fitness tracker.
And here's where the design gets really interesting. They put a lot of thought into the material, the weight, even the exact placement of the sensors.
Okay.
To make sure the umbrella felt natural to hold. Not like some clunky piece of tech.
Right, right.
Yeah.
They didn't want those design elements to skew the data.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like they wanted the umbrella to almost disappear so your grip and your natural response to the environment would really shine through.
Yeah. So it wasn't like they were adding any extra weight or anything like that.
Exactly. Even the smallest design choices can significantly impact the accuracy of the data you're collecting.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Okay, so they've got this high-tech umbrella handle.
Right.
But how do they know if it actually works?
Yeah.
Did they just hand it to someone and say, go stand in the rain
and
tell us what you feel?
Well, not exactly.
Okay.
To test the accuracy of the effective umbrella, the researchers designed a pretty fascinating study.
Okay.
They brought in 8 participants.
Okay.
A mix of men and women.
Okay.
And put their prototype to the test.
I bet you're dying to know how they tested this thing, right?
Did
they make them watch like a tearjerker movie?
It's actually even more intriguing than that.
Okay.
Each participant wore a standard wristband on one hand that measured their EDA and heart rate directly from their finger.
Okay.
You can think of this as the control group. Then they had the participants hold the effective umbrella in their dominant hand while they listened to a series of audio clips.
Okay, so what kind of audio are we talking about?
Right.
Was it like whale sounds or soothing nature melodies?
They actually went with a mix of rain sounds.
Oh, interesting.
To simulate a real-world scenario.
Okay.
And something called jump scare effects.
Jump scare effects.
Yeah, those sudden loud noises that are often used in movies to startle you.
Right, right.
The idea was to create a range of different emotional responses and see what the sensors picked up.
I'm guessing they weren't trying to give anyone a heart attack, right?
No, no.
So what did they find?
Yeah.
Could the effective umbrella actually keep up with the wristband in measuring those rapid-fire emotional changes?
Here's where the results get really surprising. The umbrella handle was actually more accurate at detecting those split-second changes in EDA.
Oh.
Especially in response to those jump scares.
Really?
Compared to the wristband worn directly on the skin.
Wait, hold up.
Yeah.
The umbrella was better at measuring emotional response than a device that's designed specifically for that purpose and worn right on the skin.
I know, it's pretty wild.
How is that even possible?
That's what's so fascinating about this research. The researchers think it might be because of the unique way we grip an umbrella.
Huh.
Especially when we're startled or tense.
Okay.
That firm grip might create a stronger signal for the sensors to pick up.
Interesting.
Almost like the umbrella is becoming an extension of our own nervous system.
It's like our bodies are saying, hold on tight, something surprising is happening.
Exactly.
And the umbrella is eavesdropping on that conversation.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It wasn't just about detecting those quick jumps in EDA.
Okay.
The effective umbrella also captured heart rate data that aligned with how the participants rated their own emotional states after each audio clip.
So the umbrella wasn't just measuring random fluctuations.
Yeah.
It was capturing something real.
Something meaningful.
And meaningful about how people were feeling.
Precisely. This research suggests that even our most subtle, unconscious responses to the world around us can be detected and even interpreted.
This is really making me think differently about all those everyday objects we use without a second thought.
It really challenges our assumptions about where sophisticated technology can be found and how it can be used.
Right. Like we think about fitness trackers and smartwatches.
But who knew a simple umbrella could provide such a unique window into our inner world?
Yeah, it's fascinating.
This research is still in its early stages, but it opens up some really mind-blowing possibilities for the future.
Absolutely, yeah.
It does.
For sure. Imagine a world where everyday objects are designed not just for their basic function, but also to respond to our emotional needs in really subtle ways.
It's like having a secret language with the objects around you.
Mm.
Like, what if your umbrella could sense you were feeling stressed and automatically played calming music?
Oh, that's interesting.
Through its handle.
Yeah, like almost like...
Or maybe it just gently vibrates to let you know when you need to take a deep breath.
Right, exactly. Yeah, those are great examples. And think about the potential applications beyond umbrellas. What if your phone could pick up on your anxiety during a stressful work call and suggest taking a break or listening to a relaxing song?
Right.
Or imagine a car that detects when you're feeling drowsy and adjusts the cabin lighting or temperature to help you stay alert.
It's like technology could become this intuitive partner.
Right.
Almost like it's reading our minds.
Yeah, yeah.
But in a way that empowers us rather than feels intrusive.
Exactly. But of course, as with any new technology, we need to consider the ethical implications.
Right.
You know, how do we ensure this data is used responsibly?
Yeah.
And that people's privacy is protected?
For sure.
These are crucial questions we need to address as this technology continues to evolve.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. Like any powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the potential benefits here are huge. Imagine a world where technology helps us understand and manage our emotions better.
Right.
Leading to healthier, happier lives.
It's a future worth exploring. I think this deep dive has shown us that sometimes the most profound discoveries are hiding in plain sight.
Absolutely. So next time you're holding an umbrella, or any everyday object for that matter,
yeah,
take a moment to appreciate the hidden connections that might be waiting to be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what you might discover.
That's a great point.